Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. Anthony Waite here. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. I know it's the new year. Happy New Year. I hope that by now you have settled into some goals, some ideas, some things that you want to create or become better at for the new year. I want to say thank you for joining the show. There's been a lot of people joining, a lot of new faces, a lot of new subscribers. And if you are new, please go to the channel and subscribe. Go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening to the podcast, and subscribe, leave a review. I would really appreciate it because that's how we grow. That's how the podcast gets shared. And it's been amazing to see this thing kind of take off. So I want to share with you something. Today's going to be very short. It's going to be a short and sweet kind of nugget, if you will, some success in seconds. It's going to be really quick, but I want to share with you something that a lot of people ask me as a speaker, as a coach, as a trainer, as a naval officer, as an instructor. It seems like a lot of people are afraid to get up and speak and share their voice to give their gifts to the world, if you will. And what I found is there's a trend in what that fear is coming from, and it's fear of judgment. Now, maybe you're dealing with that today. I've dealt with it. I let it paralyze me for a long time, and it stopped me from, you know, speaking on stages or helping other people because I didn't feel qualified. Now, here's the deal. The first time that I spoke on stage, I remember giving a talk to, it was 10 people, it was a classroom, and I had to give a 2-minute talk. The topic was whatever we chose, and I chose Mike Tyson. And I went up there to talk. I had little note cards and everything like that. And I remember standing in front of the class. I started sweating. I started getting nervous. I started stuttering. And I ran out of the class. Now, the teacher felt so bad because I left all my belongings in the classroom that she brought me my backpack and all my stuff. And she said, you know, I'm not going to give you a failure. I'm going to give you a withdrawal. And I want you to come back and take this class. Well, needless to say, I never took the class. I ended up joining the military and going on. And 19 years later, here we are. And it's interesting because now I am a teacher. I'm an instructor. I'm an officer in the military, and I lead a lot of people. And I always go back to that day because people see the glory, but they don't know the story. You know, I've been able to speak to a lot of people. I got the podcast. I coach and train people on leadership and development. But you see, one of my biggest fears and one of my biggest problems in life that really kept me stuck from advancing faster, right? Because I've done well, but there's a lot of hurdles and a lot of barriers and times where I didn't feel qualified. I wasn't confident. And all of this came from this fear of judgment from other people, judgment from my family, judgment from my peers. And I'll tell you that today's norm is judgment. Like, we're constantly judging people with social media, the news, all these outlets in our face. You know, we're constantly judging and comparing to see, you know, and validate, are we really that good? Are we really that bad? And it's become the norm. So just get this, you know, my first point is you will be judged no matter what you do. You know, I know that whenever I walk into a classroom, my students, 120 of them, there's thousands of them, but you know, the ones that I'm responsible for, they're judging you. Every time you walk in, I'm being judged. And you know this, perception is key. How you show up will speak louder than what you will ever say. And, you know, judgment has become, you know, human nature. We're constantly comparing and competing. And I want you to think about this. And this is something that flipped the switch for me. People judge not by truth, but by ignorance. Think about this. The last time that you judged somebody, you saw them and all of a sudden you probably started comparing and looking at what they were wearing and how they carry themselves, their hair, their, you know, their makeup, or, you know, their body size or shape. And not knowing who the person really is, we start judging out of ignorance. And what is ignorance? It's having lack of knowledge or info, right? Or information. And if that's true, if people judge out of ignorance and not truth, then this should lift that burden that it puts on all of us, right? That burden of, man, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not qualified. And when I started thinking about this, because, you know, anytime that I have judged people and I thought a certain way about them and then I got to know them, I was like, wow, they're really not that bad. They're really good people. And a lot of our judgments, right? If you understand the second thing, a lot of our judgment comes from past experiences, right? Our societal norms that we were raised in, or maybe our upbringing. And we have this perception about people who look like this or act like that. And now we put that experience and that judgment or that event on other people. And this is the problem that I think we see today is, you know, we have a lot of people who give advice, but they are not cultured. They haven't even left the town that they grew up in. And one thing that I'm very grateful for being in the military for 19 years is I traveled the world twice. And I've met people from different races, different faces, all over the country. And you start to see that all those things that I may have believed as a young kid who came from nothing, who struggled most of my life, it really is interesting to see people across the globe and who they really are. Because if you go watch the news, if you go look at social media, they'll have you believe that this person is bad because of their religious beliefs, or this person is bad because they're from that part of the country, or because they wear those kind of clothes. And so when we look at judgment, I want you to think about this. If judgment is not from truth, but from ignorance, then it should switch the way you look and view judgment. It should help you see that, you know what, I'm going to get judged, but the people that are judging me, they're not judging me based off of fact or truth. They're judging me based off of ignorance. And if they don't know, right, and they don't have the info, then is there anything that we can do about it, right? Can we change the fact that somebody judges you? No. Can we control it? Absolutely not. But what we can control is the judgment that we place on ourselves. You see, one of the biggest epiphanies I had in my life is that when people would judge me or they would criticize me, it wasn't that that was who I was. It validated who I believed that I was. And you see, when people judge us, what it does is it triggers that internal judgment system, and it's like a little radar, and it validates, is this true? And if you believe that about yourself, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to act as such, and you're going to let it affect you on an emotional level. And emotions are really energy, energy and motion. And so what it does is it gives you this negative energy, and it is congruent with how you feel about yourself. And this is so important, because instead of letting the other judgment of other people be the validation for you, I want you to start looking and saying, where's my own ignorance? Start taking inventory of your strengths, your weaknesses, your flaws, your shortcomings, and start really working on those to become better for the new year, but become better for your life. Because when you start working on them, and this is what I found, okay, this is totally coming from me. I'm speaking from experience here, not theory. But what I found is that when I identified those judgments, when somebody would judge me or criticize me, and I would feel it inside of me, and I was like, oh, I got sick to my stomach. You probably know the feeling. And what they were doing was validating how I felt. Then I became aware of those shortcomings, those feelings, or those beliefs, right? Or those patterns of thought. And I was able to start working on them and figuring out why. Where did they come from? Are they true? And if they are, then I'm going to get working on these and make them a strength. I'm going to kill my weakness. And when I started doing that, no longer did the judgment or criticism or the fear of paralyze me from my purpose and my potential. You know, I often share this with my audience. You know, in 2015, my wife and I were pregnant with our first son. And I told people, if you would have told me back then, you are a horrible father. Like, what do you know about parenting? Or, you know, how are you going to be a good father? I would have took that and used it as judgment. And I would have probably agreed, like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I was afraid. I was scared, shitless. But if somebody was to go and tell me that today, I would laugh and I would think to myself, how ignorant are they? You see, when we're acting, when our actions are speaking louder than our words, no longer do we have to explain or prove who we are, because we know without a shadow of a doubt that we are building proof through the daily actions that we are taking. So how do we do this, right? How do we go from lack of confidence to getting congruent? How do we go from lack of clarity to getting crystal clear on who we are, and most importantly, who we are becoming? Because it's in the becoming that you realize, I don't have to be perfect. Perfection is not the key. It's progression. No matter what level you're playing at, you know, whether you're an executive level leader or an elementary level leader, progression is always the game. It's not perfection. But how many people do you know, or how many times have we tried to be perfect and tried to put on this persona that nothing is wrong and that we have it all figured out? That is where we set ourselves up for failure, because when we try to have this perfectionist attitude, what we do is we're really just saying, hey, look, I'm not as good as I say I am, but I'm going to try to fake it till I make it. And if you're leading people and if you're in charge of people, you should never try to fake it till you make it, because it's only a matter of time before your character is found out. And so when we become aware, right, of these flaws and weaknesses, what do we need to do? We have to start working on them by building the habits that allow us to build faith so that we no longer walk by fear. You see, when I was speaking in that classroom, I didn't practice. I didn't put in the reps. Therefore, my results were mediocre at best. And it was only then when I realized that I, you know, 10 years later, 15 years later, that I had the opportunity to lead people, that I'm going to have to talk. I'm going to have to communicate. I'm going to have to work on my ability to connect. And the only way that we do that is through communication, body language, and what we say. So if that was the case and I wanted to get to where I am today, I knew that I had to go back and kill that fear of speaking, the public speaking. And maybe you do too. And so what I did was I spoke for 2 years straight to all, from executive level leaders to elementary level leaders, 2 years. And this was every single day I was speaking somewhere. I started this podcast to put in the reps, to get better. And I want you to think about this. Whatever it is that you need to work on, maybe it's your physical health. Are you putting in the reps? Is it your marriage? Are you putting in the reps, going on date night, spending time with those you love? Maybe it's being a better leader. Are you putting in the reps when you go to work? Are you intentionally influencing those around you in a positive way? Are you just expecting for it to happen all of a sudden? You see, when we put in the reps, we build the consistency. Consistency breeds confidence. Confidence breeds conviction in who we are and in our ability to lead. And here's the thing. Nobody will ever be convinced in your ability to lead until you are convicted in your calling to be a leader. You know, one of the biggest things that I thought and misconceptions that I had going through the ranks of the military is I thought that everybody wanted to be a leader. I thought that I was in competition for leadership. And the truth was, not everybody wants to be a leader. Well, let me take this back. Everybody would like to be a leader. They want to be called a leader, but not everybody is willing to do the work that it takes to be a congruent leader. What do I mean by congruent? You see, when you execute every single day, despite how you feel, AKA discipline, it's not going to be comfortable. It's going to be challenging. And that's how you should gauge your effectiveness for the day. How challenging was the day? Because I found that on easy days, I don't grow one bit. If I'm not challenging myself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually every single day, then what that was a day wasted for me. And so you have to use this getting out of your comfort zone is the measuring stick. It's the litmus test for how well you perform today. And so when we execute every day, despite how we feel, we are proving to ourselves, we are building that proof that what people say about me or what they judge me on has no validity in how I feel about myself, because I'm building the proof that I am not what they say. I am not who they say. And when you build the proof, that proof drives belief, and your belief drives your behavior. But most people behave in a manner that's incongruent with who they are based off of the judgments of other people because they fail to build the proof. So it's like a big cycle. take action, build proof, drive the belief, get the behavior. And it's just over and over until you get those habits, those virtues, those core values that you need to get to where you want to go. You see, it's a lot deeper than just reading a book and regurgitating theory. You see, motivation feels good, but momentum is what you want. And momentum comes through awareness of what you need to do, who you desire to become, and then working every single day to build the proof so that one day you look at yourself and you say, I'm proud of you. You look at yourself and you validate you, not your peers or somebody who's competing or comparing. You see, I don't use competition or comparison anymore to judge how well I'm doing. I look at who I was yesterday and who I am today and what did I do differently? How am I progressing in this game called life? And I want you to think about this. There's three things I want to share with you as we get ready to wrap this up. How do we take this and put a bow on it and give it to you in a way that you can utilize it to better yourself? Here's some practical steps. Number one, get clear on your strengths and weaknesses. Take inventory. Look at where you are and where you want to be and ask yourself, would I follow me? Would I follow me every single day? At the end of the day, ask yourself, would I have followed me? Right? This is a reality check because truth is we can fool anybody, but you can't fool yourself. You know, if you put in the work, you know, if you've done what you said you were going to do. And so get clear. What are my strengths? And how am I giving those to the world? How am I giving my gifts, talents, and abilities to those I lead and those I love? Then you need to understand what your weaknesses are. What are my vices? What are the things that are stopping me? And every day go to work and killing those weaknesses by taking action, by building proof, and behaving in a manner that's congruent, not with who you are, but who you're becoming. Number two, take action based on understanding. Understand that the difference between ignorance and truth. We all have an ignorance to ourselves. And what is ignorance? Lack of information or knowing. And there's a lot of things that you might not know about yourself because you have yet to do the work. You have yet to go back in the past and ask yourself, what are these things from my past that are still predicting my future? We're not called to keep looking back at the glory days, talking about what was. We are called to look forward with clarity and conviction of who we are becoming, but more importantly, what could be if we should reach our potential. I mean, how many people do you know are stuck in the past talking about the good old days, how things used to be, or how things might have been if only? So you have to take action based on understanding that most of your actions, most of the judgment that you have on yourself is not from truth. It's from ignorance. And how do we mitigate ignorance? By going back and asking ourselves, is it true? Is there proof that this is who I am? And you have to have those conversations with yourself. You have to get clear. And then you have to understand that action mitigates fear. Action kills all fear. How do I get better at public speaking? I spoke more. How do I get better at leading? I got into positions that I didn't feel qualified or comfortable, but then I grew into them. And so you constantly have to look for opportunity to get out of your comfort zone, to get into a position where it's going to challenge you, it's going to push you. And once you do that, you put in the reps, you get the results. There's no better way to put it. You want to get better at something, you do more of it. Despite how you feel, despite if things go your way or as planned, nothing ever goes as planned. Okay. And the last one is identify and execute on the daily habits that build proof. Okay. In the Lead 360 Academy, which is my coaching program, we take people from a 90-day level to a monthly, weekly, and then a daily habit, like these daily targets, right? These daily tactics that we have to do to build proof. It's about repetitions. And if you're doing something once a week, chances are you're not going to speed up the achievement process. If you want to achieve your goals, you want to achieve a better life, you want to achieve more influence, impact, and maybe even income, you have to bring it down to a daily level. What do I need to do every single day? Leadership happens daily. It doesn't happen in a day. And so you have to identify the habits, the virtues, right? The behaviors that align with who I'm becoming. And then how can I do this every single day? whether it's reading a book, maybe it's, you know, spending time with the family, it's investing in your health, it's looking at your purpose and your potential and asking yourself, how am I displaying this? How am I achieving this? How am I, you know, pursuing this every single day? And then take action. And when you do that, if you do that, I promise you, you will be more confident, more clear, more congruent, and most importantly, more convicted in who you are and who you're becoming. No longer will the judgment of other people, no longer will the judgment that you place on yourself stop you or paralyze you from pursuing your potential or your purpose. It can't. But if you fail to do this, not only will it validate you, it will paralyze you from moving forward. So get clear, take action, get the results.